This is Jan Stringer, and I'm here today with Alan Davidson. And Alan, I'd like to just take this opportunity to, first of all, thank you for being here. And it's always just a true pleasure to anytime we can get together, so thank you for that. And I'd like to interview you today about some of the benefits that you received out of our training. And I know that you've been just soaring with success in your business, and I want to capture some of those brilliant ideas and thoughts that you received in our training that might have been conducive to your success. So I have a few questions. If you don't mind, I'll just jump in and get started. Ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Okay. Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about your business that you're currently in, so we get an idea of what that is and what are the services and products and that sort of thing that you are offering in your business.
Well, I'm a bit of a Renaissance man, so I tell people that I help people embody their spiritual enlightenment so that together we can midwife an extraordinary new world together, and that I happen to be really good at product launches.
Yes, you certainly are. I like that. Beautifully said. So when we first met, it was in a whole different context. I hope you don't mind if I share. It was actually on the dance floor. And so it was interesting how our paths have come together. And I introduced to you our strategic attraction planning process, and I know that you kind of grabbed on to it, let's say, and you began applying it to your business and your life. So how did that make a difference for you?
Well, first I'll say there's a lot of people that are out there tossing around the words perfect customer or perfect client or ideal client or divine audience even. And but when you introduced me to the strategic attraction plan and the concept of attracting perfect customers, it really was new to me. But what's also become clear to me over time is that the four-step plan that you offer is wildly different than what most other people are doing in the ideal client sort of world. What I love about the strategic attraction plan is, one, yes, step one looks very similar to what everybody else is doing. What are the characteristics, attributes, and, you know, personality types of your perfect customer? But then steps two, three, and four really begin to create that, well, I call it a prescription of inner transformation to have the kind of ideal clients and ideal customers that I most want to work with, and ultimately the kind of business that I most want to have. And
right.
So the strategic attraction plan and the work of attracting perfect customers was a paradigm-shifting concept that I could have the business that I wanted, and I could work with the people that I wanted, and that I could still get specific and measurable results that allowed me to have a great lifestyle and have a wonderful impact in the world and work with extraordinary people while I did it.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, that's really what I found that works so well for me about it is I always related it to dating, for example, is when I was back in the dating world, I only had three criteria for a great date, and those were really not, enough for me to evaluate where that person was somebody that I really wanted to have in my life in a bigger way. And the strategic attraction plan, just as you said, a lot of people do the qualities and like the similar things that we do in step one. And it's really, that's a great first step. And it's the next two, three, four step that really does set us apart from and makes us unique. So thank you for sharing that. And one of the things that you also went on to do is become certified to share the attraction plan with other people, your own clients. You went through our Strategic Attraction Coaches Academy and training program so that you could be certified. So you're using that with your own clients, and tell us a little bit about why you do that. Why do you feel that's important? So that, you know, so much so that you would take that process, not only one that you use for yourself, but one that you're now sharing with your clients. Why do you think that's so important?
Well, so I want to just sort of backtrack for a moment. You know, doing product launches and designing marketing plans for people is a very intense process, and I end up spending a tremendous amount of time with a client and in their business. And so by being crystal clear who are the kind of clients and customers that I want and that I want to serve and the kind of products that they have that they're offering that I'm helping to launch into the world, the clearer I am about that, the more fun and enjoyable the experience is for me and for the owner of the product, and then, you know, the impact that we have together for all their new subscribers and their buyers and customers and the ripples of transformation that move out from that.
Right. So your client relationship is strengthened, and you get to know each other even better through the process, and then you're seeing that as a natural outcome of that great relationship, then that's what impacts your ability to ripple out and affect the client through the product launches. Is that what you're saying?
But yes, and that's only just sort of the preamble to what I really want to say about, for all of my clients that I take on, whether it's for a VIP consulting day or whether it's an actual product launch, I take them through basically, I don't explain it as a strategic attraction plan or the four-step process, but I take them through it as a part of my work. And I always begin with the end in mind. So most people would think, oh, who can I get to raise my hand and opt in, you know, to my list? Or who can I get to raise their hand and buy this product? But I really invite my clients to take the long view of, you know, we might be selling $197 or a $297 entry product to your program, but if the goal is to get them to a live event and then to upsell them into a mastermind group, you know, that might be $40,000 or $80,000 or $100,000. It's get crystal clear on who the people are that are your perfect customers for that mastermind group. And then we sort of reverse engineer it so that we're speaking to those people through the entire product launch process.
So if they
know who they're speaking to, then every email, every video, every sales page is designed to attract and manifest that perfect customer at that high-end offering. And so my clients have had extraordinary results because of just that single intention right there.
Right. Very, very good. I love that. So let's talk numbers for a moment. If you would be willing to give us an idea of where you were before you learned this strategic attraction planning process and where you are now. So financially, any numbers that you would be willing to share with us or percentage of increase, whatever you would share with us would be very impactful.
Right, right. Well, I'll tell you, you can say I took an equity loan on my house to launch my book, and, you know, when I was writing my book and launching my book is when I took the SACAT program with you, the advanced master's level for the attraction plan. And, you know, that advice they tell you of don't mortgage your house to publish your book is really good advice, but I didn't listen to that. Actually, I ended up, you know, through a partnership with someone who was not of the highest integrity and, you know, just off being a successful writer, an award-winning writer, and I ended up really with almost $250,000 in debt.
Mm-hmm.
So fortunately, I had that strategic attraction training under my belt when that realization happened. And so here I was. I had just finished Jeff Walker's Product Launch Manager. I actually maxed out my last credit card to take that training.
Wow.
So I started a new business in 2009. And, you know, was at the wall. So say starting, I was at $250,000 in debt.
Right.
But because I had the strategic attraction plan, I knew the perfect customers that I wanted to work with. And
right.
I knew the kind of products that I wanted to launch. And I left Jeff Walker's event, you know, with a handshake and a promise to run a product launch. And I've had consistent clients ever since. And I've done 40 product launches now. I've worked with some of the most extraordinary people in the industry, including Jack Canfield and Lisa Sasevich and Suzanne Evans and David Nagel and Margaret Lynch and Dawson Church and of EFT Universe, Rich Gurman, Pamela Bruner. I've worked with some extraordinary people to help them with their business, and the strategic attraction plan has been an essential key and foundational building element for all of that. So that said, I can tell you that I have paid off 3/4 of that debt that I started with in 2009. It's now 2013. So I've paid off almost all of that debt. My bookkeeper told me last year in 2012 was the single most successful year in the history of my life. And I was able to, you know, go on a vacation to Belize with my husband in January. So I firmly believe that knowing who my perfect customers are and being able to get crystal clear with my clients who their perfect buyers are for their highest offering and outcome is the single sort of, it's the unfair advantage. You know, it's the elegant move that I have in my back pocket that I take people through. Really, it's the first step we go through. And that's been responsible for the results I've gotten.
Wow, those are some really awesome outcomes. Congratulations. Your clientele list is definitely a perfect list. Any product launch manager would die to have. So I'm really thrilled that the strategic attraction plan has been such an instrumental tool for you to have in that back pocket of yours and that you use it. I mean, that's the bottom line. You use it. You really integrated it and applied it. So that's beautiful. So it sounds like, Ellen, it would be safe to say you would probably recommend this kind of a training and approach to other business owners or companies or executives that want to impact their bottom line. You would definitely attribute it to your bottom line.
Well, I'm going to say absolutely yes with a caveat. You know, a lot of people want to just, you know, take a weekend training or, you know, add a little certificate at the end of their name on their business card and, you know, so that they can have a bigger impact and make more money. And the strategic attraction plan will do that, but only if you are willing to do the inner work required to transform yourself and your business to have those kind of results.
Right.
And, you know, it's a simple four-step plan, but do not be confused by the impact of it, because the four questions will take you to the very essence of your soul if you let them. And it takes work to deal with all the resistance and the defenses and the patterning that we erect to live our soul's essence in the life. And I think that's really what the strategic attraction plan offers you, is a way to connect who you are in your soul and live it in the world and make a fabulous living and business doing it.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly true. One of our clients said when she went through our certification training program like you did, she said, wow, you know, I really just signed up to get, like, that credential, as you said, and get the like the drive through the fast food lane version of the certification. And once she got into the certification training, she noticed, as you did, it takes it will take you on a path of clearing away the things that have kept you from where you want to be in the past, and it takes you to a higher road if you let it, but there is some inner work that has to be done that can't be avoided. So that's exactly, you got it. Yeah, that's what I say. You got it. And that was what I've always noticed for myself using this attraction plan. It can be a fast food version. It can be very skimmed over the top. But the real true beauty is what you've done with it, Alan, is noticed how it took you, you know, it was just the start that helped you to clear out the other parts. Not like the plan does it for you. It just helps you to identify where you do need to do that inner work. So really, really beautifully said. So in closing for our time together today, just first of all, thank you so much for sharing these. I know it's going to be so inspirational to many, many people as they are all growing a business. And they're very bold statements that you've said here. I appreciate that and take them really, truly into my heart of what a difference it makes for me to hear that it has made that kind of a big impact for you. And so just to wrap it up, what would you say to someone who was just now considering, let's say, the Strategic Attraction Coaches Academy and Training Certification, or even just doing their first attraction plan? What would you have to say to someone?
Well, two things. One, I actually had a chance to teach the four-step process, the Strategic Attraction Plan, at one of Jeff Walker's Platinum Group, and that's a group that he charges $25,000 a year, and they meet three times a year and then have some phone calls, you know, that sort of thing. Very, very high-functioning, high-level group. The CEO of Hay House Books is in that group, in their $100 million company. And I had the chance to lead them through the four-step process. And I only had an hour, but I managed to share the impact of it with them. And at the end of it, somebody walked up, and he was sort of someone that I wasn't even sure would really get it. And he says, you know, that was really powerful, because basically what I heard you say is that all of us product owners, we make a bold promise with our products. And what I hear you saying is that we have to live and we have to be our own bold promise. And that's really what the strategic plan does. It teaches you to be the billboard for your own work, that you are the transformation that you're promising. And so that's why I use the word prescription. Because the four-step process is a prescription to become the transformation that you're offering to the people around you in the world. And the other thing I would say to you is I remember, you know, my own mentality around coaching and coaching programs was very limited. And so when I first heard the price point for the SACAT program, you know, it sounded like an awful lot of money to me. And I can tell you in retrospect, and I have at since invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in high-end programs and coaching programs that have all been valuable. But the investment that I first made with you, Jan, and with Alan for the SACAT program is one of the single best investments I've ever made in my life and certainly in my business program.
All right. I love to hear those words. That rocks. Thank you. Thank you. Well, you've given us a lot here, and I just thank you so much for taking time to share with us today and share your story. And I know there's, you know, you're headed for even more greater results based on what you've shared with us today. So Thank you so much, Alan, and thanks to you for being willing to open your heart to run a business that's heart-centered, soul-centered, like you do, and make such a difference for so many people.
Well, thank you very much, and it's wonderful that after all these years, we haven't danced on the dance floor in a while, but that we're still dancing together in spirit, and I'm so grateful for that.
That's right. We haven't danced on the dance floor yet, but that could be happening very soon. But, yeah, we definitely, I enjoy our dance together for sure.
All right.
Well, thank you. Bye for now.